We are joined by attorney Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. And Jeff, I don't want to talk to you right now about your role as an attorney. What I want to talk to you about is you have a little bit of a hobby of collecting. You collect sports memorabilia. And I wanted to ask you, Tom Brady's 600th touchdown pass, the football was caught by a fan. I'm not sure who caught it and threw it in the stands. Very stupid. But the fan gave it to Brady and sort of, I guess it was a deal. The fan will get two signed jerseys and a helmet from Brady, signed Mike Evans jersey and his game cleats, a $1,000 credit to the Bucks team store, and two season tickets for the remainder of this season and next season. As a memorabilia collector, wouldn't that football be worth a lot more than what all this is? But I'm not disagreeing the guy did the wrong. You think he did the right thing? I mean, it's not his ball. It's Brady's ball. But is that a pretty good deal?
I think he did the right thing, and yeah, I think they gave him a good deal. I mean, whether or not he keeps it for, you know, there's a lot of folks like myself that, you know, we only collect, you know, for our personal collection. We don't necessarily, you know, buy stuff to flip it. You know, you see this with baseball cards right now. Target doesn't even hardly sell them anymore because of physical violence between people trying to buy the last pack on the shelf, because these guys buy them all up and then open them up and sell the valuable cards on eBay for a big markup. So no, I think it was a good deal. And you know, it was good of the Bucks to do. We saw a lot in baseball this summer, a lot of players that were bringing signed bats out to fans. I remember there was a story, I think it was the Dodgers were playing, I think the Pirates, and Mookie Betts, there was a guy that got his first hit, happened to be a home run. And Mookie Betts was heads up enough to realize, hey, the guy got his, you know, that's his first hit, first home run. And he asked the kid that, you know, if he would throw the ball back to him, and he was going to get the home run ball back to the rookie, and told the kid, I'll make it worth your while. Came back the next inning and he had a signed bat for him. Yeah. So you can't put a price on those experiences at, you know, whether it be football, baseball, whatever, with these guys, you know, signing stuff and just basically handing it into the stands. It's kind of a cool thing. But no, I think the fan did the right thing, and I think that the team rewarded them adequately for it.
Well, here's what I would have, if I were the fan, I would have asked for this, and I'm sure they would have agreed to it. I'd want the two season tickets for the remainder of this season and next, and for however long Tom Brady is a member of the Buccaneers. I'd want it for the extent of his, you know, his career. He's not going to go that much longer.
I don't know. He's what, 5-1 right now?
I know that, but I mean, how much? He's 45 years old. He's not going to play till he's 50. Maybe he will.
He's going to play till he's 50. He's that's his goal. He wants to play till he's 50.
Well, we'll have to just see about all that. All right, now let's keep it on sports. The Braves are in the World Series, and I don't think there's been any talk of moving the World Series. But remember, the All Star Game did not go to Atlanta because that would have been a bad thing to do. Because of it being what was the reason again? Republican stronghold. They were trying to
because the Republicans reformed their voting laws and they were still less restrictive than Joe Biden's home state of Delaware. So they had to be punished. And you know, it's kind of funny. We start the year with Biden and Stacey Abrams and the Democrats pressuring Major League Baseball to move the All-Star Game out of Atlanta to Denver, and now we sit here at the end of the year with COVID still out of control, worse than ever, supply chain issues, inflation, gas prices are sky high. Afghanistan withdrawal was a debacle. You got Let's Go Brandon chants all over the place. And where does we end up focusing the World Series? Right back in Atlanta, where they tried to punish in the first place. And the funny thing is, you know, they're playing Houston. And if you've seen anything on Twitter, Ted Cruz is a Houston Astros fan, and he and his wife are at the games, and they've got "Let's Go Brandon" signs and tweeting about it. So this couldn't be, for the elites in the government and the media. This has got to be the worst possible pairing for the World Series. So I'm loving it.
Well, you know, they're a little more. They don't hide it with the "Let's Go Brandon" in Brooklyn. Huge rally yesterday because it's the whole, you know, about the mask mandates. They just went with F Joe Biden, and they spelt it out with the full spelling of the F word. So they don't do Let's Go Brandon in Brooklyn. They get right to the point.
The number one song on iTunes right now, Bob, is a hip-hop song called Let's Go Brandon, and they're doing the real chant behind it. You want to tell me that, you know, I think he's lost the black vote with a lot of this stuff.
He's lost a lot of votes. Now, there should be another song, Just Go Fauci, to go with Let's Go Brandon. This guy, it's unbelievable. No, has there been any word from Biden and his clown show of an administration or Jen Psaki about what Fauci did to those, giving money to kill these dogs, to put their heads into a cage so sand flies can bite them and eat their face off?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything from Biden. I think I've heard that there's been a bipartisan group of members of Congress that have sent a letter, and I'm guessing he'll be called back up for hearings. And I will say, if you get him in the Senate again after this with Rand Paul, get your popcorn ready, because it's going to be an epic confrontation. And, you know, I heard about the story. I was disgusted by it. You know, I know that the Constitution prohibits cruel and unusual punishment, but this is one of those cases where I say, you know, like deserves like. Let's give him the same treatment. Yeah. On Twitter, I've been using the hashtag neuter Fauci.
Well, he needs to go away. And why has he not been arrested for lying to Congress? Look what they did to Roger Stone. They surrounded his house and burst in with guns drawn because, what, didn't he lie to Congress? Isn't that why they went after him?
If we had anything resembling an objective media, they would have investigated this guy's history. They would investigate, you know, this guy's role in funding the Wuhan lab. And this guy could be well on his way to jail right now. But instead, they make action figures and baseball cards and, you know, bobbleheads and everything else for him.
You know, I originally liked the guy. Yeah, he got Italian, got the great accent, but he has been, I mean, he is one of the people is at the root of this virus, because he funded and he okayed the funding of this Wuhan lab where the virus came out of, and they're still doing things like this. That thing has not been shut down. And I just don't understand how this is allowed to continue. And by the way, speaking of go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying, why would you? And we've put him in charge of the mitigation efforts here. The guy who created the problem is in charge of cleaning it up. It's only in America.
Yeah, get the arsonist to take care of to do that fire investigation.
Exactly.
And the other thing, can you explain to me unrealized capital gains? I saw somebody posted something on social media. It's like if you have a stock and you buy it at 100, it goes to 500, then it comes back down to like 50 bucks. You have to pay the capital gains on the 400 you didn't actually take? Is that what this means? Is that a good example of it?
Yeah, that's what the Democrats' plan is. Because, see, Bob, their little social spending bill is stuck right now in Congress because, you know, everybody focuses on Joe Manchin and Joe Manchin throwing this lower number out that he wants. But Kyrsten Sinema has said absolutely not on the tax increases. No corporate tax increases, no individual tax increases. And so they have no way of funding this thing right now. And so they've come up with this new idea. They're saying it's not a wealth tax, but it absolutely is a wealth tax. And people, some of these folks that keep focusing on Biden saying, I'm not going to tax you if you're making under $400,000. But, you know, we've seen this over and over again.
You can keep your doctor, you can keep your blah, blah, blah. It's the same thing. It's just a lie.
What essentially they're going to start doing is they're going to start taxing. If this were to go through, they're going to start taxing people's retirement accounts.
They better stay away from those. We've all worked too hard. And speaking of work, I saw your little tweet today. There's some firms down in Texas that are offering a $500,000 signing bonus to come and work at their firm. When are you moving?
Yeah. you know, it's funny. I had actually been talking about applying for Texas because, you know, lawyers can wave into different states after they've been practicing in another state for so long. That's why I was admitted. They call it admission on motion. That's why I got admitted in Wisconsin and how I just recently got admitted in Iowa, and I'm actually applying now for South Dakota because I want to get to, you know, the five states in the Midwest. But yeah, I had my eye on Texas before that. They said associate, so I don't know if they If I fit the bill, I might be overqualified. I don't know.
Who overqualified? Lower your qualifications to get the half mil. Come on.
Right. You know, some of these big law firms, when they need people, they throw money around. But yeah,
wow.
It definitely caught my eye.
Well, I'm going to take a look and see if they're offering anything for podcasters down there. All right, Jeff, always great talking to you. Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. We'll take a quick break, and the BS Show will be right back.